$4 million in federal, state, and private funds will go into renovating the Milwaukee Amtrak station under a contract that's just been signed. Milwaukee County buses and some smaller private bus lines already provide service to the train station. But after the renovation is completed in 18 months, the Milwaukee Greyhound Depot may move into the Amtrak building, and other regional bus carriers may do so too. State DOT Rails Director Ron Adams says there aren't many train stations in Wisconsin that offer additional modes of public transportation. He says the Milwaukee intermodal site should be a plus for passengers.
I mean, the key is going to be mobility, and by having the buses here where the trains are, we're hoping that with Greyhound, certainly, who serves a lot of the state and comes to Milwaukee, that they'll be able to bring passengers who want to go further on the trains or connect to the entire Amtrak system, and they'll do it here.
Currently, the Milwaukee Greyhound Depot is about 6 blocks from the Amtrak station, and some people walk or take cabs between the two. But Adams says that's not everyone's cup of tea.
Winters are pretty tough in Wisconsin. And people just don't do it.
The renovation of the Milwaukee Amtrak station comes as state officials say passenger train ridership between Milwaukee and Chicago is in good shape at about 400,000 people per year. Studies continue on commuter rail between Milwaukee and Kenosha, and the idea of a Midwest high-speed rail corridor remains alive. State DOT Secretary Frank Buzalaki says he's cautiously optimistic about train growth.
Now, I don't want everybody to run out there and say, you know, Frank says tomorrow we're going to start going to Madison and Minneapolis, but the potential is there.
A lot depends on the latest round of Amtrak funding fights between Congress and the White House. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.